All right, now, I wanted to talk about Parshat Zachor. This Shabbos, we lay in Parshat Zachor. It's the second of the Arba Parshiot, second of the four special Shabboses we have between now and Pesach. So the Mechaber brings down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafresh Pehei, he says, Yeshomrim Sheparshat Zachor Parshat Paraduma Chayvim Lekar Midoraita. Some say that one is obligated from the Torah to lay in Parshat Zachor and Parshas Paraduma, which is the afterwards. Lefichach b'nei yishuvim shein l'minyan srichim lavo l'makom sheish minyan b'shabbatura lalu l'shmo parshu reilu shein midoraita. So people who live when there's no minyan should come to make sure they're at a minyan on this Shabbos. Now, there's a binyan. I mentioned this before. The binyan Shlomo is Rav Shlomo Cohen of Vilna. So he has a tshuva and he wants to say that the kriya of Parshat Zachor is inherently different than any of the other three parshiot. So I'll read what he says and then we'll talk. He says, "Vida denirli od da kriya Parshat Zachor lo dami klal la parshat shkalim lupar v'chodesh." I don't think it's at all similar to any of the other three kriyas. How so? The other ones, he concludes, if you have a tzibur, a congregation, a minyan, then you're obligated to read those. In other words, if I don't have a minyan, so I'm under no obligation then to hear Parshas Para or Parshat HaChodesh. If there's a minyan and I'm there, then I'm obligated to listen to it. He says, the Parshat Zachor is an obligation on each individual. So if I don't have a Sefer Torah, I have to do whatever I can. I said open a Chumash and lay it like the Mechaber, the Ramah says, I think the Ramah says that, I didn't read it, he says, that if they can't make it to a minyan, you should read it with the proper trap. He says, this is what they said concerning the Vilna Gaon, the Parshat Zachor, v'chein Megillah Yakori Ba'atzmo. He would make sure that he himself would be the Baal Korei for Parshat Zachor, and he himself would make sure that he would be the one leading the Megillah. He says, "V'atam pashut dekeimen d'mutal achiyuv al kol yachid mitzvah bo yoter mishlucho." Since the individuals, the obligation on each individual, so there's a better mitzvah bo yoter mishlucho. It's better if I could be yotzei myself. It's better than to be yotzei with shumei ha'kohanim. He says, "V'ratzal lekeim a mitzvah ba'atzmo." So he ends up saying, and in the footnotes he puts it, he quotes here, this is not from the Bin Shlomo, looks like Begidra Mimena, so even if I say Parshas Para is Doraisa, but the obligation of Parshas Para is different than the obligation of Parshat Zachor. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Mikra Kodesh also brings this down. So that's one ha'ara. Right. What?
Any obligation for Parshat Zachor specifically for women?
Yeah, so that's I wasn't going to speak about that so much tonight, but there's a whole machloket poskim. There's a good svar to say they're not obligated, but a number of poskim say they are obligated, and they bring down from Rav Nassan Adler, who is a Rav in Frankfurt, that he even made sure that his Jewish maid heard Parshat Zachor. So it's always good that the women hear Parshat Zachor. Now, I wanted to talk about, there's another thing that I think it's famous, but the Mishnah Berurah says, he says, "Da," this is the Mishnah Berurah, "the Yesh Omer Shtrich L'Krod Zekor Amalek B'tzeirei." Some say that the proper punctuation for the word Zayin Chafresh is Zecher with a Tzeirei. He says, "B'yeshomrim shtrich l'krot Zecher Amalek b'segol." Some say you should read it with a segol, Zecher Amalek. He says, "Ba'al kehim in akon shakor yikra shneim, let's say yidei shneim." So the Mishnah Berurah says the best thing is to read both. So I wanted to go over this a little bit. I guess there's so much to speak about with this Parshat Zachor, and I see I'm running out of time already. But I think one big source for this is the Maaseh Rav. So that after the Gaon, the Gra, passed away in 1797. Around 35 years after he passed away, so someone put together his Hanhagot, what he, the Gra, would do. So they made a whole sefer out of it, and it's called Maaseh Rav. So in the Masi Rav it says concerning the Vilna Gaon, Shu Kore Parshat Zachor Kore Zecher Besegol Tachat Azayim, that when the Gra would lay in Parshat Zachor, and he says earlier that he himself would lay in it, he would lay in it Zecher, is the way the Gra would do it. So he, on the side, they have like certain, like in this edition, certain Nosei Kalim, but he says, Kein Ha'idu Rabim Mechain Shleimim, Efes Ha'ga'on Morin Rechayim, Dakri Rachman of Sheshvei Mibalajin, Omer Sheshmami Pekacho, Shekra Bechumish Nikuyot Zecher, Bulai Bezignato Chazarbo. So he brings down that Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that, who was a Talmud of the Gra, said that the Gra never said Zecher. He said Zecher with a Tzeirel. He says, Vanachdu Shamanu Ba'od Chayim Chiyuto, Viachar Ptirato, Lechayim Abba, Mikol Omdi Lepanav Shekrab Shesh Nekudo. Shesh Nekudo like three, that there are six dots. So this is from the Sefer Pulat Sachir by Rabbi Yisachar Ber. He's the one who wrote the Maase Rav. So he says, we heard, and he, Rabbi Yisachar Ber, was a young man when the Gra passed away, but he spoke to a lot of his Talmidim. So we all heard that he said, Zecher, he says, Vaday netchatsha halacha etzlo b'zignato k'divrei Rav. So he says, it must be that the groan changed his position over time. That initially he said Zecher, and then he went over to say Zecher. Now, somebody said to me, but the Gra did not say it twice, right? The Gra only said it once. Now, let me read this is a book Minhagei Lita. Rav Schachter pointed me in this direction. Listen to what he says in Minhagei Lita. This was from a rabbi, Menachem Mendel Polyakov. He's not alive anymore, but he studied in the Tel Shi Yeshiva. Listen to what he says. He says, despite the suggestion of the Mishnah Brura to repeat the word Zecher to accommodate the opinion that the reading is Zecher, in the Tel Shi Yeshiva or anywhere else in Lithuania, they did not repeat it. In fact, according to former Talmidim, they did not observe this custom even in Radin, where the Chafetz Chaim had his yeshiva. And then he writes, my humble opinion is even if this repetition is permitted, it is certainly bad practice because it publicly introduces an element of doubt into the accuracy of the Masorah. That's what he wants to say. But the emphasis is today, in other words, in Europe, Lechor, it sounds like they only read it once. That's the way it sounds like. In Europe, I mean, despite what the Mishnah Berurah says, it sounds like they said Zecher. That's the way it sounds. But here in America, it's widespread. Everybody does Zecher and Zecher. Now, and not just here, all over the world. Now, if you do Zecher and Zecher, how do you do? Do you say Zecher, Zecher? Do you say Zecher Amalek, Zecher Amalek? Do you say Timched Zecher Amalek, Timched Zecher Amalek? Or do you read the whole Pasuk twice? How do you do this? The answer is, Machloket, right? That's always the safe answer. The answer is always Machloket. Anyway, so there's a letter from Rav Moshe Feinstein. He wrote this letter to Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. This is not in the Gross Moshe, but it's in Amma Torah, which is a journal from the Agudas Yisrael. So the letter is dated from 1981, and I don't have time but basically in the letter he says, if you would say Zecher, Zecher, so it would sound like you should, like, like Timche Zecher Zecher Amalek, it sounds like destroyed the remembrance of the males of Amalek. In other words, Zecher Amalek can mean the males of Amalek. Right. So Larry's referring to the Gemara Masechet Baba Batra with Yoav that he went and he killed the males of Amalek. So Zecher Zecher if is no good. Then let's say, even if I say Zecher Amalek, I could think the remembrance. So anyway, so here Moshe figures that you should do Timche Ed Zecher Amalek, Timche Ed Zecher Amalek. That's what he says. But the way Rav Blum quotes from Moshe Sternbach, and there are places that do it this way. There are places that just repeat the phrase. But Rav Blum quotes from Rav Moshe Sternbach, and I saw it in Rav Moshe Sternbach. I didn't think it sounded exactly this way. He says you repeat the whole Pasuk, and there are places that repeat the whole Pasuk. I do that with my lady. I repeat the whole Pasuk. Now,
there's no Bible manuscript in the world would say.
I'll say this. Rav Schachter thought it was talui with this. There's a Mishnah Masechet Brachot. It says, if a person had koreish yishma and he was ta'a, yachzor lemakom shata'a, you were reciting Shema, you made a mistake, go back to the way, the place you made a mistake. So there's different opinions. Where do you go back? You go back to the word, you go back to the phrase, you go back to the beginning of the Pasuk. So Rav Schachter thought it was talui with this. Now, he mentioned to me, he said that the Rav, listen to this, Rav Salvechik was machpid on Zecher and Zecher even if that word would show up in a Haftorah in a different context, and he would make the person repeat the whole Pasuk in the Haftorah to do it twice. And I think he said also that the Rav said the Pasuk like Zecher Rav Tzvuchai twice, Zecher and Zecher. That's the way that I think he said to me. Now, we're running out of time. I'm so sorry. There's so many more things to discuss with this, but I'll just touch on some of these things, and you'll look at it a little bit. First, one idea that Ramosha Sternbach says, in order to be Yotzi the Mitzvah of Parshat Zachor, a person has to understand the words. And the words are not so simple. I mean, Zachor, that we can understand. But, you know, Baizaneiv Becha, Kulanecha Shalim Acharecha, not such an easy Pasuk. So it's important, I don't have time right now, to go through with Perish Rashi what the words mean in order to fulfill the Mitzvah. Then, there are a number of people who are Makpid. Another thing is that L'chachila, you should hear the Kriya in the Mivtah, the pronunciation that you use. In other words, if I'm Ashkenazi, I should hear somebody, and I daven Ashkenazi, I should hear somebody with that Mivtah. If I'm Sephardi, I should hear that, and the Sephardi should hear it from a Sephardi Sefer Torah, L'chachila. But Rav Avadia writes, B'dievet, if you heard it, you know, either way, you're Yotzei B'dievet. And then there's also, and I don't have time to go through this whole thing, but Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, it's brought down, when he would get the Aliyah for Parshat Zachor, he would not read along with the Baal Koreh. In other words, for Parshat Zachor, it's a different Kriya than the normal Kriya HaTorah. And Yotzi was Shomea Ka'ona, I have to hear the Kriya from the Baal Koreh as he's laning. So it's just a Ha'ara, that's the way Rav Moshe Soloveitchik would do that. Then one more Ha'ara is that, and I know it's widespread in many places that they have subsequent Kriyas for women and things like that, but from the Taz, it sounds like from the Taz that the brachot of the Ola are part of the mitzvah. So Mamela, if that's the case, so ideally speaking, you want to hear the Kriyas HaTorah in a Kriyas HaTorah where the Ola is making the brachot, and have in mind, and everybody should have in mind to be Motzi, you, and you should have in mind to be Otzei, the brachot and the Kriya from the Baal Koreh. Anyway, those are just some ideas from the Zachor. I'm sorry we don't have time for more, but at least I think you're a leg up on it, but everybody should go over the words to make sure you understand the words, and have in mind to be Otzei the Mitzvah. Okay. Okay.